Back here on First Up.
Sing it, Matt.
Do you know the lyrics to this? Hold on, let me just set this up first. Here, hold on, fellas. Matthew Cause is joining us in just a moment. He's the host of Gameplay. You can hear it every afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on TSN 1050. Breaking down the world of betting. Matt's confidence picks coming up a little bit later this afternoon as well. And he's singing the Littlest Hobo theme song. Honestly, I'm too young for this. I don't even know what the show is.
What do you mean you're too young for it? You're 31, are you not?
I'm actually 33, but I've never heard of this television program. Matthew, what is the Littlest Hobo and why should we care?
It's a classic show from the mid-80s, played for like 5-6 years on CTV. It's a great example of in the 80s when there was only 3 TV channels, really. There was like no options. You could throw anything on. And people would watch because they had no choice. And the show is basically about a German It was about a German shepherd that just wandered from town to town helping people. And then it would just move on to the next town, the Littlest Hobo. And I'm doing a CFL column where I think Jeremiah Masoli, free agent quarterback,
I don't know if it's a German shepherd, though, Matt.
It's a German shepherd. It's a German Shepherd. I looked it up.
Oh, you're right. It is. It is.
So I want Masoli just to go from team to team. They need help. Like McLeod Bethel Thompson gets hurt. Here comes Masoli. What? Ottawa has no quarterback? Here comes Masoli. And then he just, you know, goes from team to team, helping you out when you need some help.
That's a brilliant idea, Matt. We'll get into Kyran Moore signing with the Saskatchewan Roughriders in just a moment. But before that, let's look at this weekend. And we talked with Ross Tucker so much about the Josh Allen circulation, how he should take Viagra to improve how his feet feel in the cold. And we were talking on your show yesterday. You had yet to hear the Bart Scott clip. So why don't we play it again, Chrissy, and tee it up or cue it up for us right here. Josh Allen has issues with circulation in his feet. It's very cold, freezing temperatures in Buffalo. And here's what Bart Scott had to say about how he can combat it.
Can I get you a suggestion for him? Josh Allen listening? Can people get this message to him? Viagra. Take some Viagra for the game, baby. That'll fit that circulation going right.
I don't know how to move off of that.
I don't have any medical background, so I don't really have a response to that, but you play, so you must know something.
A lot of us take Viagra, right? Because Viagra opens up the blood vessels.
So a lot of us take Viagra. What do you mean a lot?
A lot of NFL players, at least in my day, took Viagra because it opens up the blood vessels. A lot of endurance athletes, because Viagra was first a heart medicine, right? So it builds up circulation, which makes sure that it gets the circulation to the feet.
As we addressed it yesterday on your show, Matt, wouldn't want to be Josh Allen's center snapping him the ball after an evening of Viagra. But what was your response when you heard? I have many more jokes that I've kind of written down and trying to figure out if they're appropriate to use on the radio. Perhaps my tight end wide receiver joke might have to wait until 10 a.m. But Matt, when you heard Bart Scott's comments about the Viagra, what was your reaction?
Penalties for spearing. That certainly came to mind. Also,
unsportsmanlike conduct.
Oh, flag.
Also,
flag on the play. Spearing.
I'm not going. If someone fumbles the ball, I'm not going in the scrum to go get it. I'm just going to stay on the sideline. Someone else go get the ball. My next thought is like on the NFL Network, they'll replay classic games. I don't think I ever want to watch a game of Bart's. Actually, I just don't know if I can watch a game anymore because all I'm going to be doing now is watching the groinal area of linebackers. And I don't appreciate that. So that was my first thought. My next one, Josh Allen, plus 1,200, first touchdown of the game. Not a bad one considering Buffalo doesn't really have much at the running back position. And last time they played, like we can talk about the cold and Viagra and blood circulation. I appreciate Bart Scott said the feet, kept referring to the feet when he gave that clip. But Josh Allen had his best game of the year last time he faced the New England defense. So, you know, to me, it's not about the cold. What's the wind like? You know, I was talking to Tim Graham from The Athletic about it. Like, that's the bigger concern. The cold, you can still pass for a lot of yards in the cold. It's the wind. That's the big concern.
Yeah, it's going to be that's what makes me nervous, Matt. It's the conditions that the Buffalo weather will present in this game, because clearly everybody will agree that Buffalo is a better team. But the minute you start adding different elements, now you give Bill Belichick and his resume success a chance in this game. But I don't know, all this Viagra talk, you guys just got me just all giddy right now.
By the way, look out. Look out, Gina.
Yeah, Gina's listening. She's like, uh-oh.
Can I say one quick
MyFrontPageStory.com.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I want to go there. For people who missed it, the last interview you guys did with Ross Tucker, he told you with this Valentine's Day gift thing where his company or his friend, whatever, will write a story, make it look like it's in a newspaper in praise of your wife, your girlfriend, your partner, whatever. It's an interesting idea. My favorite part of that little interview was how lazy Carlo is, because he's like, wait, so I don't have to provide a story? You know, and then Ross is like, no, of course you have to provide the story. It's not like the friend knows your wife. How lazy was that of you, Carlo? You didn't even want to provide any information. It's like, I just sit here, I e-transfer some money, and then I get the Valentine's Day gift done.
I'm happy to provide a story. I've got a lot of great things to say about my wife, who's an amazing mother to my kids, but I was just trying to answer the questions for other people out there that might be interested, because they may not have the time, you know, to provide all the information that's needed. Could you imagine reading an article that sounds so great, but it says nothing about who you really are, and you're the wife reading this and saying, are you sure this was
wait
for
a minute
me?
Wait a minute, is this sounds like Ellen DeGeneres, this person who did a talk show for 17 years. Who is this human being?
Yeah. Our guest is Matthew Cause, the host of Gameplay here on TSN 1050. And Matthew, I want to do a little, wouldn't call it trivia. Let's pretend that we're on Family Feud here, because a report was released yesterday about Ontario, the province in which we reside, the top baby names of 2020. And Carly, you'll be happy to hear Leo and Mia, number 10 for both boys and
girls.
Interesting to note.
See the impact we have on the morning show? People know the name of my kids. Now they want to name them the same as theirs.
I think there's absolutely a correlation. So the other nine, let's start with the boys. And this is a little Family Feud here, if you're correct. Okay. And I'll let you know where you rank. Matt, what would your guess be for, let's say, the number one baby name for the province of Ontario for boys?
Adolf. Oh, I'm so bad at guessing.
This is not Germany. This is this is Ontario.
God, I'm so good at that.
Probably more likely to be in Ontario than Germany, to be honest.
Ethan. Yes. How about Ethan? Is Ethan there?
Ethan is number 9. Very well done.
Really?
Very well done. Yes.
Ethan.
Coco, any
guesses? I'm going to go Benjamin.
Wow, number 3. Well done.
Really?
Well done. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I think you Googled the list there. You're cheating, aren't you there, Carlo?
This is like our old trivia showdowns in March 2020.
I don't know where this list is.
Carlo, are you going to be able to keep the streak of positive guesses going?
Theo would probably be another one.
Okay, this is odd now. That's number 7. Well done.
Well, the only reason why I know that is because Tessa Bonham named her boy Theo, and I know 3 other people that have named their boy Theo. That's why I said Theo.
Okay. What about Frank? Is Frank there? No,
Frank is Frank. Not. This is not Catch Me If You Can. Frank
Larry.
Abagnale.
How about Larry? Is Larry there?
There is no Larry. There
I
is
feel
no
we
Larry.
Need to get Larry back.
Mike? Is there Mike?
There is no Mike. No Mike or Michael. No. Okay, so I'm going to run you through the top 3. Noah, number 1.
Noah?
Really?
Noah. The number 1 baby name in 2020. Noah. Number 2. And I don't know if big Oasis fans, the people of Ontario, Liam is number 2. And number 3 is Benjamin. Oliver, number 4. Number 5, Jack.
Okay, I like Jack. I'm going
Jack's
classical.
A good name. Jack Oliver. Cause? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So Leo is number 10?
Leo is number 10, yes.
Nice.
Noah. Get out of here.
Leo and Theo. That's why I know the Theo name. Because
that's right.
A lot of people
let's see if we can narrow down the top 10 girls' names.
Yeah.
Chloe.
Already mentioned. Mia is number 10. Matthew, what is your...
Chloe. I'm going to guess Chloe.
Chloe is number 8. Well done. This is... You guys are dialed in here.
I think for sure this is number 1 because I know a lot of people that are naming their kids this that are having girls. Charlotte.
Charlotte's number 2.
Really? What's number 1?
Well, maybe Matthew might know.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Angela in honor of who's the boss?
of Angela from The Office. That's
sure.
I feel like certain names are poisoned due to television characters. You can't go with Angela anymore. I apologize if anyone out there listening has named their child Angela, but Angela's just a...
What about Grace? No, Grace is a name I hear a lot of.
Grace is not on...
Okay.
Evelyn.
Stop.
Evelyn.
Evelyn,
yes. I was shocked that Evelyn... Evelyn seems kind of like an old school handle to me, but it's back and back
well, hold
in full effect. Number nine.
Noah was number one for a guy. Noah's Ark, that's as old school as it gets. Maybe you're kidding, Noah. Get out of here. You're narcissistic parents. Look at our child. Yeah. Oh, your child's name is John? You're boring. Our child's name is Noah because we're more interesting. That's the thing about those names. It's not about the kid. It's about the narcissistic parents.
Okay, well,
thank you.
I don't know. I don't know if that deserves a ding, but it's quite a rant. Top five girls' names.
Hold on. Just one more that's been very popular in girl names right now that I know. Tell me, Isla.
Isla is. I'm not sure if it's. It's number seven, I believe. I S L A. Is that how you?
I S L A. Yes.
Yeah, that's red. That would be number seven. Yeah.
Red.
I gotta be, you know what? I honestly should have known, Carly, you would thrive in this because I'm sure people of your around your age, your friends,
11,
family, are all having
babies.
Kids, right? Yeah. So, that's a very fascinating stuff.
What's
very
number
well
one?
Very okay. So number one is Olivia.
Okay.
Followed by
Olivia
Charlotte.
John.
Yeah. Emma. Number three. Amelia.
Emma. That's a
number
beautiful
four.
Name.
Number five. Sophia. Most likely because of the amazing success of Sophia Yurkstevich. Going to Boston and covering the Bruins for NASA. Remember when Matt, you were there that day? We all went for tacos and then we went to BMO Fields and
we did.
Watched Carlo kick field goals.
Yes.
Well, he did
tear my quad.
Kick field goals. He warmed up for 32 seconds and then missed a couple and then got injured and the day was done. But it was a wonderful day.
Great
and
tacos.
I think, Carlo, you paid for the tacos. So those are
good.
I
did.
So that
shout out to Campechano, one of the top Mexican cuisine in all of the city. One of the best restaurants in the city, Matt. Very close to one of our favorite spots in La Palette. So looking forward to returning when we're so allowed. Let's talk about the NHL All-Star Game voting. And there's been a lot of consternation, a lot of criticism about the way and some of the, not decisions, but maybe the format of the All-Star Game. Guys like Nick Suzuki and Rasmus Dahlin, Drake Batherson, they're All-Stars, while guys like Crosby and Brad Marchand and Nazem Kadri aren't. Do you take issue with how the NHL does their All-Star Game, Matthew?
I do and I don't. I know that sounds like a bad answer, but here's the thing. In the present, I don't care. Because we all say we don't care about the All-Star Game and it's for the kids or the sponsors, whatever. So if that's how we feel about an All-Star Game, we can't care about the picking. The problem is down the road. When you talk about a player after they retired, that first sentence always includes blank Stanley Cup winner. So, Sidney Crosby, three-time Cup winner, comma. Then it's how many times they were an All-Star. So that's always the part that bothers me, is that when we're doing sort of the historic conversation, the waters get muddied because of moments like this when Suzuki is in it and, someone like Crosby or whoever isn't. So that's my problem. That's my problem with it. Not the present, but the future.
Yeah, I don't like it, to be honest with you, Matt. I don't think it represents what the game is supposed to mean when you're hosting all stars of the game instead of focusing on the all teams.
Yeah, I was waiting for your best line of the morning.
It's a great, but it explains everything that we're trying to accomplish here. I mean,
that's it. What are we trying to accomplish? If it is about a time capsule of what that year was, then how they're doing it now is horrible. It's horrible. I agree with you. But if it's everyone gets a participation medal, let's go out for orange slices, even though you lost the game, and make everyone happy, then this is what it is. It just depends on what is the goal of an All-Star game.
The blueprint for the NHL is with the sport next door. It's with the NBA. I mean, you look at the blueprint of the NBA, all the stars go to that game.
Yeah.
They showcase that game. They're not worried about representing teams in that game. They're worried about
if the stars aren't there. If the stars aren't there, they're irate that they missed out. And
right.
The NHL, you think Brad Marchand's waking up this morning throwing a hissy fit?
I hope so.
You know, like, I don't think he cares.
Wait, hold on. I changed my answer. If this All-Star game upsets Brad Marchand, then we all win. I mean, come on. This is a good day. It's a good day.
Right. Well, Matthew,
it's one of those things that I don't think the players, especially the star players, really care about. Maybe Troy Terry, you know, a guy who's young and just making
Nazem Kadri.
He's just
how's Kadri not there? How's Kadri not there?
McKinnon is in, right? Yeah, no, yeah. You're right. I think Kadri deserves it more than McKinnon does. Not a slate on McKinnon. He just missed a bunch of time, and Kadri's been kind of the mainstay for Colorado all year. But, yeah, it's a tough situation.
And don't we want to see Kadri get a horrible, like do a greasy penalty in the All-Star game? Like, don't we? I want to see
so
Kadri
fitting.
Set the record for most boarding calls in an All-Star game. Like, that's, we get robbed of that.
Matthew, let's dive into the super duper wildcard weekend, as our boy Ed Werder phrased it as. And, you know, we talked a lot about the Buffalo Bills. We don't need to get into that matchup. But the Oakland Raiders were a team that, that surprised the whole football world with, you know, their emergence and their ability to get into the playoffs. And they get the Cincinnati Bengals, who have been a surprise team this year. Where are you leaning in that matchup?
I like that the spread is under 6. I'm taking the Bengals, and it's really because the Raiders, at some point, this is going to end. They're 5-5 in their last 10. Those 5 wins were by a total of 15 points. And there's something, my grandfather, before he passed, he were surrounded by doctors and nurses. It was a cold night in the late fall. And my grandfather, he gestured to me to come closer to him. And as he passed away, he uttered this piece of wisdom, which was, if a team loses to the New York Giants, they're not going to win in the playoffs. And then he passed away. Odd specific words for him. But the fact that the Giants beat the Raiders, I can't take them. I cannot take them. This is a team that fluked their way in. This is a team that doesn't create a lot of turnovers. They were minus 12 in the turnover margin in their 4 games going into that crazy one against the Chargers. They're minus 65 point differential. I'm just taking the Bengals. I'm taking the Bengals at 5.5.
It's interesting because there's a lot of sharps, and I know you had Rob Pizzola on your show earlier this week, a couple of other informed NFL gamblers who kind of see it differently, kind of see the Raiders as having a lot of value. But I appreciate your contrarian views, Matthew, and I think you may very well be onto something when it comes to the Raiders
alarm
and
is
the
going
Bengals.
On. Whose alarm is going
Carlo
on?
Carlo has
Wait,
two alarms.
Is that, is,
7
is that Carlo?
No,
is that
7
your
o'clock. Alarm to 7 o'clock changed to 9 o'clock.
Oh, maybe change it to 10 when we're done our radio program.
What pills are you? Are you taking Viagra? Yeah. Are you
Cialis.
Feet cold? What
is
going
that?
On there?
They're the pink pills.
I don't know what that. That's a joke there, but I hope you're doing okay there, buddy.
Yeah, a tip for our audience: you don't need a full Viagra, just a half Viagra. That's just what I've been told. Over the
weekend's coming, TGIF. Better pop the blue pill.
TGIF. A man who probably does not need Viagra is Tom Brady. He's 44, but he is as virile as anyone. Okay, I gotta stop.
Spearing.
Brady and the Bucks hosting the Philadelphia Eagles, Matt, and the weather looks terrible. In this game, it's supposed to rain, potentially a torrential downpour up to 20 millimeters in Tampa. The winds between 20 and 30 miles per hour. We'll talk to Adam Chernoff in about 10 minutes about how that could affect perhaps some of the player props. But you look at Philly's offense, which is geared towards running and not towards passing at the best of times. I think this weather could favor Philadelphia. And you're looking at them, and the line has moved down a little bit. Now Philly plus 8. Would that weather perhaps have you inclined to backing the Eagles as opposed to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Absolutely, if the weather is like that. It's one of the more interesting matchups. You got one of the best running games in Philly, but Tampa was third in terms of rush defense. Jalen Hurts led the NFL in terms of rushing yards and touchdowns for a quarterback. And listen, cold doesn't bother me as much in terms of offense, but rain and wind absolutely does, just with the wet ball. I love some of the prop bets for Gronk, because the Eagles, they give up more receptions and touchdowns to tight ends. But yeah, if it's that much rain, then you got to back the underdog and you got to back the unders on your player props.
Looking at Brady around 280, 280. 5.5 on the passing yardage number. Not to mention, you know, talking about Tampa being an 8-9 point favorite. Maybe they run the ball in the fourth quarter. That certainly has me leaning towards the under on that player prop in particular. And I will have a NFL Prop Master segment for TSN Edge on TSN.ca, and I'll cross up all of our social channels a little bit later this afternoon. But Matthew, we brought up Sophia, and that being the fifth most popular baby name of 2020 for girls. There is a You Got Caused in the archive, the 20 Fingers Has Found, that features our good friend, our old friend, Sophia Yerkstevich.
I hate her so much.
On the Breakfast Club, and my guess is that you butchered her name. Hit it, 20 Fingers.
Randy Ambrosia, Danielle, from the Vancouver Knight. It is their Jews, Jazz, and Colo Colo Yakubo.
It's time for another edition of You Got Caused.
You Got Caused.
Producer Aaron.
Who's joining us in the Breakfast Club?
Tomorrow will be Lindsay Hamilton and Sophia okay.
In 2015, ESPN's Craig Custis and the guy who kicked the winning field goal has been in the league since 2014. So, you know, it's Harulo. Liram Haruro.
Hajrulahu.
It's a hard name. And we've got the draft with Lindsay Hamilton and Sophia Yerskovich coming up. I get it right, but that pause. We're playing tennis with Lindsay Hamilton.
And Gurdeep Ahluwalia of CB24.
Love Gurdeep.
Yep. Can you say his last name, Matt?
Ahluwalia.
Damn it. Kickoff is at 7:30. Coming up, ESPN football analyst.
You got cause, Tristan.
Yeah. Those are Kate Burness's super strong arms.
What?
Nothing.
Sophia Yerskovich?
Whoa, even close.
Not even close.
Have you been listening at all to this show?
It's Yerskovich. Get it right. This is the Breakfast Club, Sophia.
Yerskovich.
Like a point system here.
Sophia Yerskovich.
Yep, got it.
Breakfast Club right here on TSN. I think I just said Breakfast Club.
I believe it's Yerskovich.
Yerskovich.
So you actually had it wrong, but she was just being nice. I'm like,
By the way, do you know how many times in a given week where the guest is like, all right, let's just move on? Yeah, you nailed it. And, you know, because then we'll just spend 10 minutes on how I screwed up a name. Oh, my God. Thank God she's working in Boston. We cannot. Canadian government, Rob Ford, here's what you got to do. Open the
Rob
schools.
Rob Ford?
Doug Ford.
What's the difference,
Doug
really?
Ford. Ah, damn it. Oh, 20 fingers is just laughing. Doug Ford, here's what you got to do. Open the schools, open the restaurants, but a giant wall to Sophia Yerskovich and anyone else from the Boston media. We can't have them up here because that name is a plague. A plague, I tell you.
I'm looking at the guest list for gameplay today from 1-4. Austin, your producer, sent it to me. It looks like Sophia will be joining you at 2:30 p.m., Matthew.
So. Joe Bowen. We got Joe Bowen at 2. That name is easy. Mark Rowe. Free Novak Djokovic. And David Behrman. Or is it Bierman? He's a new guest. Oh, boy.
All right. He's a new guest.
We'll be listening at 1 o'clock, Matt, as we always do. Thank you for taking the time. We look forward to chatting with you over the course of the weekend. I'm sure we'll be in constant contact about our degenerate gambling plays. And thank you for being part of our show as you are every Friday.
You guys take care. All the best, my friends.
All right. You too, buddy. Have a great weekend, man. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Unless I bet the Pats.
Unless he bets the Pats, which I might do. I'll have the Bills plus 850 to win the Super Bowl.